Hello, so welcome back. And we're now going to start our next talk. So this is Yantisa reviewing three of the routing engines of OpenStreetMap and their experience reviewing them and the different use cases. Just to remind you, if you click the link to the title of the talk, and there's a link to the session pad where you can ask questions.
Hello everyone, thank you for watching this talk. First I'd like to introduce myself. My name is Yantisa Akhadi. I'm from OSM Indonesia, and currently I'm also work for Gojek, one of the biggest ride sharing in Indonesia and also in the region. So in this talk I will focus more about how, if you're using OSM data, what's the result of different routing engine using the same data, using the same starting point, using the same endpoint on different mode of transport, like walking, by car, or by other modes of transport, and also by area type. So how I would like to do the experiment. First, I'm choosing the routing engine itself that I'm going to test. The Grasshopper and OSRM, I think it's already like pretty obvious choice because both of this routing engine is available in the main OpenStreetMap website, and I would like to add Open Route Service as well as a comparison and also as alternative to test. I think the quick reason of why I choose these three because they have like all of them have like a really good interface that we can use and see how the routes looks like. For the mode of transport itself, I'm comparing between walking and by car. I cannot add also bicycle in it due to the, it's quite unsafe, if I may say, in Jakarta, in Indonesia, the area where I live, because not necessarily all areas have their own like bicycle lane. And I'm also unfamiliar in riding bicycle to navigate in my own area. Usually I took motorcycle or drive a car or even walks. And I'm also thinking to add on testing this routing engine into different area type. Not necessarily it's specific to urban only, suburb only, but it can be like mix between suburb, countryside, urban, or even like three of them. So before I start, let me explain a bit of the technical bits here from the Grasshopper, OSRM, and Open Service, because to understand more about what's the background, like the Grasshopper and Open Route Service is developed using Java programming language. OSRM is the only thing that's different because it's developed using C++. And from the version itself, you can see like three of them is like pretty actively developed. And then they also have like different features that you can explore more. But yeah, I think this is like some of the key highlights of the feature that each of the routing engine have. Some feature may also similar with others, or like they have the same feature, but not necessarily like the result will be the same, as it will be proven by my experimentation on this talk. So I'd like to test about how Grasshopper perform, how each of the routing engine perform in the three different types of scenario. This is the first one, that is daily commute, because I am sure that this is like the type of the traveling that you take the most frequent, especially if you have like a fixed workplace. So this is like the route that you'll take daily. So what can I say about the result of this? The first one is that the Grasshopper retain the coordinates. So if you type in the coordinate, then it will skip on the coordinates as it is. So there is no like a geocode of the coordinate, like if giving you the address, no, but it still give you the original coordinates. Although this may be customizable, like there may be a menu and to change this, but in the default setting, they only like this is the coordinate that's still being displayed. And the second one about the route itself, I was thinking that this is more of the route that, this is actually the route that I take every day. this is a really good and short route. I mean, I can vouch for that, but if I may say that this is also the route that requiring local knowledge. So if you're new in this area, this is not the route that I would suggest, because this is really popular route. So then it's pretty packed. Like there are so many cars and motorcycle passing in these routes. As you can see here, this is like one of the snapshot, and this is also like, this is less traffic jam than the one that when I'm traveling. So probably this different time of the day. But as you can see here, that the road itself is a bit narrow in terms of that only one car or only two, only one car can pass at one direction. It's hard to for you to travel freely in this type of road, and especially in the morning when there's also packed with motorcycle as well. So you have like a bit of competition in this route. But then how about in OSRM? In OSRM, interestingly, it gives you different routes. But this is the route that I would recommend if you're new in an area, because it takes major road and it's fairly easy to navigate, because again, in a major road, you'll see lots of traffic sign, and it's more coordinated in terms of the traveling itself. So I say that this is the route that is good for a visitor. And as you can see on the left side corner, that the OSRM convert or provide a geocode, so it convert your coordinates into an actual address. So I think this is really interesting in seeing that different routes, but each have their own strengths and weaknesses. And this is the snapshot of the route produced by OSRM. So this is the route that, yeah, it's major road, so two car can pass in each lane, and then there is like a separator in the middle. So it, again, this is like easy to navigate. So then how about open route service then? Interestingly, open route service give you different, again, the third different routes. So I say that this is like a combination between OSRM and also Grabhopper. Why? Because initially it also took the routes that is same with the Grabhopper, like it's taking like not really a route that is a major road, and then but nearly the end it took the major road. Although I'm not really familiar in terms of why Open Route Service choose this one, but it's interesting because I say that it try to combine best of both result. And Open Route Service also provide elevation graph. I think this is really interesting as well to give you more understanding or more data about your route here. And if we can summarize the comparison of three routes, then we can see that Grabhopper is the shortest one, but I'll say that OSRM is the one that give you the easiest to navigate route. Moving next, and then the second scenario is more like entirely urban. Previously, it's like from suburb to urban, and then the second scenario is focusing more on the entirely urban scenario. So as you can see, for example, if I want to have lunch meeting from my office, I'm going to choose like, oh, there's a really good cafe, cheap and good coffee that I will take, and then so this is the place that I will choose. And again, the route that is produced by Grabhopper, it's taking the shortest one, and this is also the walking route that I will take, but not necessarily I will take this route in the evening or at night. Why? Because some of the route, particularly in this area, is not really well lit, and yeah, it's avoiding the major road, but at the same time it gives you the shortest one. But during the night, this is not the route again that I will offer. Oh, before I continue, this is also interesting to note that once you move the travel modes from car to walk, and then it gives you elevation graph as well, similar with the open route service. So apparently GraphHopper is pretty adaptive. It depends. If you drive a car, probably you don't really care about the elevation, but if you're walking, then it can be like your main consideration. So as you can see at the scenario 2, the route that's provided by GraphHopper is taking the road that is not really well lit, and like there is no a good pedestrian access, so yeah, it's not really safe to travel around, especially during evening on or during the night. And on this OSRM give you the safe route, or give you like the route that prefers like major roads to be taken. As you can see that here on the map, that OSRM is giving you recommendation to take this major road, and then it'll lead you to your destination. The reason of why this is more preferable and safer, because as you can see, this is there's a pedestrian on this pedestrian area on the side, and then it also provide you with the tactile paving for people with the visibility impairment. So this is really a good route to suggest by OSRM. By the open route service, it gives you like exactly the same route as GraphHopper would suggest. So it takes the most direct and shortest route available. I don't know if this is also have something to do with the that the open route service also having the same or using the same code as GraphHopper. And there is a small difference in distance, but basically it's taking the same routes. And on the third scenario, this is on the short getaway. So this is like from the urban suburb and then to the countryside. So on this route, as you can see that the GraphHopper again choose the alternative roads, meaning that it mix between the motorway. So this is like some of the motorway here at the beginning, but then it takes you directly to the not major. Well, I'm not saying that this is the route that I may take, because I prefer to take the highway or taking the motorway here on this route instead. But yeah, this is definitely true that this is the shortest, but not necessarily this is the fastest route, because the traffic and the road condition is not really optimal in this area. While OSRM interestingly provide you with the same route or a very similar route with the GraphHopper, with the, there is like a different in the beginning, and then it took also the non-major route. But interestingly, there is also alternative route here. It's kind of being offered by OSRM that alternatively we can also take this route, because probably because due to the distance, then you have multiple options as well. So this is the second one. When I click that, when I click the route, it highlights you, and apparently they both have like the same traveling time, but yeah, the other is having longer distance. And the third routing engine, Open Route Service, it gives you like the same routes as the OSRM, which is taking like the major road and taking highway. But nearly the end, it took like different routes, so it took longer to reach the destination. It still gives you like this elevation as well on all types of travel. And in summary, OSRM is, I think, it's really interesting because it gives you like two options. Probably, yeah, if you prefer a shortest traveling, then yeah, you can take this one, even like shorter than GraphHopper, but it also gives you other intermediate option as well if you want to take major road like a highway for a more pleasant journey. So in summary, it's not necessarily that one routing engine will beat others entirely, because I believe that each of the routing engine, each is having its own strength and weaknesses. So the conclusion of this experiment is that by using open data and then combine that with open source engine, open source routing engine in this example, and then also having the open license, it gives you open possibility of traveling, of having your own journey. And it leads to, there's a possibility of having routing profile based on the locality. So because we know by using the proprietary routing engine or like a map surface, it gives you like the whole global profile. So it's hard to adjust by yourself how the routing would go in each of the area. But using open data, open source technology, it enables you to have your own routing profile that is specific for that area. For example, if you want to create an application that is directed to travel in the rural area, if you want to explore the beaten path, the unbeaten path, then yeah, you can do that and you can develop that routing profile specific for that purpose. And again, I mentioned purpose because different purpose may have like different types of routing or different types of profile. And routing profile is something that's pretty common in this GrabHopper or SRM and Open Route service. You can develop your own or customize your own routing profile that would fit with your own purpose. Meaning that if I just come in an area, then probably and I'm going to have like business trip, then probably you want to take the most effective or like the easiest route available, like the one that provides you with less hassle. But if you want to be adventurous in an area, then probably you want to take shortest, but at the same time it takes route that most people wouldn't take, but you see lots of things that you won't see if you only take the major routes or the major highway, for example. But you blend in and you're also traveling to place that local people used to take. So I think that really highly depends on the purpose. So I think this is really interesting possibility that we can have out of the combination of open data, which is OpenStreetMap, and then the open source routing engine and the open data, and the license itself enables you to do lots of experimentation without having to worry that you need to pay hefty amount of money. So I'd like to thank you again for watching, and you can reach me at the email, and there's also the link to the slides that if you want to download, and probably you want to have your own types of experiment of the route in your area, feel free to do that. Then yeah, surely we can discuss afterwards. Thank you and have a nice day.
Hello, so thank you, Jantisa, for that presentation. I think there were a few issues for people for our stream at the start, but hopefully from the talk you understood, Jantisa was covering free routing engines and evaluating them for driving and walking. So I think I'm joined by Jantisa here now. If you want to say hi.
Hello, everyone. Yeah, and I also saw at the pad there are several questions. Should I answer that or I prioritize the one on the live?
Yeah, no, I'll read them out now and you can answer them. So there's a question about the pedestrian ways and sidewalks, which kind of paths, I call them pavements, alongside roads. Yeah. So how well mapped are they in your area that you looked at?
So I guess the short answer, it depends. Like in the metro area, usually it's really well mapped. Like now government really put more emphasis, especially on the business district. Like they really improve the sidewalks. Like they also put like tactile paving as well, so it's also help people with visibility impairment to also navigate in an area. Like several of the public transport, it also also trying to accommodate that, like the sidewalks is going to be improved as well for the pedestrian access. But then again, as you move outward of the metro area, then the pedestrian ways and sidewalk is not really that good. I mean, even like there are cases as well, like as you go outside, it's not really like a well developed the pedestrian is not really well built. There are like different elevate that how do you say it, like the pedestrian is, yeah, short answer is not really good. So I'm not really recommend, like people would not take that usually as well. So yeah,
cool. So yeah, so it would vary, I guess, the results they get from the routing. Mm-hmm. And then so open OSRM, how mm-hmm. does it prioritize road class, so different types of road? Do you know how it ranks them differently?
Yeah, so it usually goes from the highest road classification and then goes down and down. So like I'm taking a sample not from the OSRM because I'm not really experiment a lot with that, but I do experiment a lot with like Grabhopper. And how it prioritizes, it takes like the highest class and with the highest speed profile is motorway or highway, a toll road, I mean, like the paid toll road. It's usually like the highest priority and then goes down lower, lower, and then lower. So it's from like motorway and then goes to the motorway, trunks, primary, secondary, tertiary, unclassified, residential service. And yeah, it depends also what your mode of traveling. Like if you're on a car, then not necessarily that tracks or paths will be used in the routing. So it is correct that you don't want to put yourself in a dust track because of a short distance. Again, this is really interesting. In if I saw like the tracks in the US or in the Europe, for example, maybe different with tracks in Indonesia. So again, we need to develop like a good speed profile or like good road classification that will really reflect the condition in our country. And I think this is like the benefit of using the open source routing engine, because you can make that kind of differentiation rather than just depends on that one global class that should be applicable. But in the reality, it does not really happen. So like, for example, it may be like in a country, tracks, a motor, like car can pass tracks, but in Indonesia, not necessarily that's like a right choice. Same things with Living Street, for example. Living Street in Indonesia, it can be like quite narrow, so it's not really recommended for cars. So then again, the routing engine itself needs to be adapted with the local condition. So I think that's would be like the answer for that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I guess that moves on a bit to someone nicely asking about what we can do. So I was going to ask you about the specific attributes we need to put in that can improve the routing for kind of all the routing providers.
Yeah, so definitely the first thing is the road classification, because sometimes even I still often found like people tag highway equal road, meaning that the highway does not have the road classification. So, and that's usually like the routing software will put it like in the lowest category because it's unknown what's the class. If it's primary, it can be assigned like, for example, 50 kilometers per hour it should be higher, like 60 or 70 kilometers per hour. And then for tertiary and then goes down below, it will be reduced. So the lower the road classification, the speed will be reduced. So if the specific attribute, I would say the first is like the road classification itself, and then possibly also put like the maximum speed within that road. I mean, this is also interesting, like some, even like in the OSM tagging itself, it also accommodate that the speed profile can be different based on hour. Like if it's in the morning, when people go to work, then the speed profile will be lower. But as the time, but it will be different during midnight. The speed profile can be really really high because not much traffic. So yeah, definitely That will be like the attributes. And I think there's also a wiki page that I look, like there is a specific page called tags for routing that I can add that into the path later for that. I mean, for additional information on how you can see more about the tags that improve routing.
Great. Yeah. So so mainly getting the class and the speed in there is what's important for that. Someone's asked your company, I think. I'm not sure if that's connected to you speaking here or if you're speaking as yourself, but do they use does Gojek use OSM for routing, which I think is a motorcycle taxi company?
Yeah, it's a what do you call it? It's a ride hailing company. So yeah, it's similar with Grab or Uber in a sense. So yeah, for that question, yes, Gojek is currently evaluating the use of OpenStreetMap, and yeah, we are also thinking of using GrabHopper for now because GrabHopper is pretty easy to customize and the development is really great. And also in my slide, it also mentioned that Open Route Service is also developed based on GrabHopper as well. And so, yeah, we're currently evaluating on the use of OpenStreetMap within our platform. So, yeah.
Cool. Brilliant. Yeah, so that's kind of obviously why you, one of the reasons you looked into this. It's great to be able to, yeah, to bring in that knowledge and do a proper kind of look at that. Mm-hmm. Okay, and I think that's probably a good amount of questions now. There's a few others that aren't quite so relevant, but you might want to write in answers or put in links you talked about. Cool, so we'll take another break. The